All right. That is Jacques Lecoq right here on WFMU with Tip of My Tongue, Jacques Lecoq, a recent guest of the Toddophonic Todd program. You can check the archives for that. Before Jacques Lecoq, Reckless Eric, and White Bread from his most recent album, America, on the Fire label. And as mentioned, Reckless Eric doing a free show tomorrow night at the Soho Grand. Once again, Toddophonic Todd here filling in for Irwin, who should be back next week right here at WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I am going to get out of the way right now to give you the hilarity that is 7 second delay. Thanks a lot.
Welcome back, Andy. How did your first class go last week?
Swell. Kids are swell. They were happy to be there. They tried their best. They're working hard.
How many zingers did you get off during the class?
I think they respect me. You don't have to get off zinger after zinger to win people's respect.
What?
Some people.
What did you just say?
Some people respond to sincerity, to being a straight shooter. Hey, I had, I was driving in today through Jersey City.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of flooding in Jersey City. You know, a lot of traffic lights are out.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Thanks for the warning.
Yeah. So if you're driving through Jersey City, it occurred to me that maybe we could help people who are at an intersection right now as they're listening to this in Jersey City. Let's assume that people are listening to this.
Okay.
I think we can help people. We can be an audio traffic light for every intersection of Jersey City right now.
But we don't know what's going on at every intersection.
But we don't have to know. All we have to know is this. If you're in Jersey City and the traffic light's out and you're heading north and south, it's a red light. We can just do this until the cops come and fix it. Red light right now. East-west, green light.
But you didn't say east, which...
What?
Which red light you're talking about.
No, it doesn't matter. Any intersection where there's no light, we can be the light. North and south, red light.
Okay.
East-west, green light. Give it a second. Hold on. Okay, now east-west, yellow light. Yellow light, east-west. And now east-west, red light. East and west, red light. North and south, green light. We'll just keep this up until we get word. This is a public service. We're saving lives. Why else would... east and west, green light. North and south, red light. East and west, yellow light. East and west, red light.
You're very good at this.
North and south, green light. We need word. I just need word.
Yeah, it's almost...
I just need word that that the electric company, that Con Ed, is on the job.
It's almost like you...
East and west... Hold on, Ken. East and west, red light. North and south, green light. If you're just joining us, the lights are out at the intersections around Jersey City.
Uh-huh.
We have a license, a broadcasting license. That's a big responsibility. East and west, red light. North and south, green light. That's a big responsibility, isn't it, Ken?
It is.
And this is it. This is when we have to step up. This is when we have to earn that. East and west, red light. North and south, yellow light. Yellow light. North and south, red light.
The amazing thing is how many people are listening.
East and west. Hold on, Ken. Green light. Yeah, what are you saying, Ken?
The amazing thing is how many people are listening to you.
We could be saving lives right now.
I'm looking out the window, and people are obeying.
East and west. Hold on, Ken. I'll be right with you. East and west, green light. Green light. North and south, red light. If you're just tuning in, the lights are out in Jersey City, and Ken and I are stepping up. We're heroes here, Ken. We're going to east and west, green light. North and south, red light. Red light, red light. East and west.
I don't want to interrupt this because it's a very important public service.
Yeah.
But did you want to talk about the new app?
Very excited.
That we're going to invent next week?
Yeah, DJ.
Yeah, we talked about it a little bit last week because Andy taught his first class, so we were hoping that somebody would create a page for Andy Breckman on rateyourprofessor.com.
Well, I think that'll be created.
I'm going to check that right
naturally.
Now. Naturally. Yeah, I'm just going to check it right now. And Andy, of course, had the great idea that we should create a site, rateyourdj.
Yeah, what could go wrong with that? What could be wrong with that?
You want it specifically.
What could be the downside?
If it's rateyourwfmudj, people could be attacked viciously.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one problem.
But not undeservingly. Come on. And... If my son Josh is willing to be a collaborator on this, we might have this done by next week. Josh, you can do it.
Oh, well, no, I thought we were going to plan it next week.
Oh, plan it next week. Oh, I guess it'll be half built next week.
Right.
And completed on the air.
How come I can't find Rate Your Professor? Rate a Professor?
I don't know.
Jesus. Wow.
No, it's Rate Your Professor.
That's what I thought it was.
All right. Well, how long are you going to do that, man?
Do you want to keep doing your red light thing?
Nah.
No.
Hey, we got a big marathon coming up.
Yes,
we
do.
You excited about that?
Yes. March 9th.
Yeah. March 9th?
March 9th, 6:15 p.m.
What does that mean? Wait, is that a Wednesday?
That's a Wednesday. That's the first Wednesday. That's when people should not pledge until Wednesday, March 9th.
What's 6:15? What are you talking about?
I'm just saying. That's
6 o'clock.
Yeah, they could pledge at 6 o'clock, but maybe they could pledge at 6:15.
Yeah, maybe they can, Ken.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, well thought out.
Okay, I'm looking.
Maybe they could pledge at 6:03.
Looking you up now on rateaprofessor.com. Oh, you're not up there yet.
No, my kids weren't moved enough to even rate me.
That sucks, man.
It's like I'm the invisible professor.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a great topic for tonight.
We do?
Yeah. It's inside versus outside.
Of all the events in human history, have more significant events, more history-changing events happened inside, or have they occurred outside?
Outside.
You think outside?
No question, outside.
I think inside, my friend. The Declaration of Independence was written and signed.
The Battle of Hastings. Outside.
Fluoride was invented inside. Thank you. Thank you very much.
World War II. Outside.
Not all of it.
Most of it.
Not all of it. Battle of the Bulge.
Outside.
Inside.
No, it was outside.
Battle of the Bulge, I believe, unless I'm misremembering, was fought in an abandoned roller rink outside of Brussels.
No.
I believe it was.
No, it was
in a big abandoned roller rink.
Famously outside, soldiers freezing to death.
You may be right. I may be misremembering it, or maybe I misheard my teacher.
Yeah.
I believe it was fought in a abandoned roller rink.
No.
In Belgium.
That must have been some kind of rave or riot or something. That was,
so you're saying the Battle of the Bulge was fought outside?
It was. Yeah, almost entirely outside.
When I saw the movie, The Battle of the Bulge, I was inside.
Well, that was just a movie.
I see.
Yeah.
You're saying the actual event.
Yeah. So we need judges.
We need kids to call, and we need historical events. I need historical events that occurred inside, right? To support my thesis that more important things happened inside since the dawn of time than happened outside. I'll give you another example.
Okay.
Thomas Edison invented the phonograph. I believe he was inside. I believe he was in Menlo Park inside.
He probably was inside.
Okay, then.
Yeah. But
Are you going to argue that the invention of recording music is not important?
No, it's important.
Mr. DJ?
It's important.
Mr. Station Manager? It's certainly important to you.
Not as important as the Pacific Ocean tsunami, the Indian Ocean tsunami.
Was that inside or outside?
It was outside.
Happened, the tsunami?
Yeah, the big tsunami that affected the whole Indian Ocean and...
Well, I didn't read the news reports closely. But okay, let's assume you're right.
Yeah, 2008.
Let's assume that was outside.
I think Christmas 2008. It was outside.
The assassination of JFK?
Outside.
Inside?
No, that was outside.
I believe Harvey Oswald was in the book depository in the sixth floor.
Okay,
he went into work, right?
But
he was sitting. He was nestled in that little book depository window.
I think we're both right on that one.
Yeah, we're both right. We'll each take half credit. Oh, this is fun.
Lee Harvey
Oswald. Oh, the time is just the time is just whizzing past. I can't believe it's only 6:12.
Spanish influenza, 1918.
Yeah, I believe that was mostly inside.
Oh, yeah.
When did you say inside?
I guess so. The Black Death. Bubonic plague. That was mostly outside.
It was?
Yeah. Changed the course of history.
I don't doubt that it changed the course of history, but I think
most... No, it was outside.
I think most of those rats were inside.
No. They were on the ships, and then they got to the dock, and they scampered off on the docks while
into
they were...
Into boarding rooms?
They were
into,
outside.
Into restaurants?
Then people died outside, and...
People died inside.
I think we're both right.
Wait. Do you think since the dawn of man, do you think more people died inside or outside? Overall.
Outside.
Inside.
No, outside.
Hospitals.
Hospitals are a very recent invention. For thousands of years, there were no hospitals and people were dying.
But today, right now, around the world, more people are dying inside.
Oh, right now, yes.
And there are more people out there right now. There are billions more people.
Oh, but historically, there have been way more people dead than there were.
Yeah, when there were 18 people on the planet, I give you, that's true, they all died outside. But as the population grew, wait, that is an interesting question. Have more people died inside or outside?
Well, do you count caves? Are caves inside or outside?
I believe caves are inside.
Okay.
It's the first inside.
Yeah. I'll give you that. Caves are inside.
Hey, let's try to think. Has there ever been a dumber show? In the history of broadcasting. I don't mean just our show. So how will this work?
We've done dumber shows.
How will this people seem to be rejecting this pretty profoundly. There's not a single call.
Well, we've barely told people how they can even
participate. Okay, so wait, how will this work? We're going to solicit events from history
that happened either inside or outside.
Right. And then a judge. Who will be our judge?
Hopefully a kid.
Yeah, a
kid. Like an 8 or 9 year old kid.
Yeah, we need a kid to call that will judge, and we will each make the case. And the kid will assign it a number, some kind of rating.
Yeah.
1 to 10, maybe?
Yep, 1 to 10.
Okay, so let's say we're starting now at Go. So what's the name of your team?
The Outsiders. Remember the book?
Yeah, I do remember the book.
Pony Boy?
Yeah. And we are the Indoorsmen.
The Indoorsmen.
Yeah. The Indoorsmen. That's us.
Very good.
Go Indoorsmen.
Very good.
Yeah. And what we need are people to call with historical events. I need people to call 201-209-9368. List some historical event that happened indoors and that we can put some points on the board. Now, how will this work? Are you going to alternate calls?
I need outdoor.
But wait, why don't you get your own phone number? I call this one, 201-209-9368. That's the number for the indoorsmen.
No, that's the number, period.
And then you're just going to mix and match and take calls randomly?
We have a call screener. I don't have the other numbers handy. We did the PMS hotline last week.
I had that work.
That worked great.
Did that offend anyone you lived with?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
No, it didn't offend anybody I lived with. No, my wife loved it. She thought it was a very important public service, although not as great a public service as announcing red light, green light for every intersection in Jersey City.
Ken, we're in real trouble.
Yeah, we are.
Who's going to call this stupid, stupid, stupid show? Would you? Here's a question. Would you call in on this show? Two idiots talking about indoors versus outdoors. Would you call that show? I wouldn't. I have too much. I don't have a lot of self-respect, but I have too much for that.
You shouldn't have any.
You mean the self-respect I have is undeserved?
Yeah, you.
201-209-9368. I would not call the show, but I'm asking you, selfishly, I'm asking you folks
I think
to call the show.
When you went down the road of self-respect, you made a wrong turn. Should not have gone there.
I have some. I have enough not to call this show.
I have none.
I don't know why anyone would call.
I have none, and therefore I have...
You would call. You're saying you would call.
I might, yeah.
201-209-9368. You would call and just say the birth of Winston Churchill.
Well, the birth of Winston Churchill's not an important event.
That's not an important event? He single-handedly staved off the Third Reich.
No, he didn't. He had help. Come on. He wouldn't have done it without the U.S. and Russia. Hi, you're on the air.
He went through a whole year. He went through 1940.
No, he was a...
Never have so many been... I don't know. Babbly, babbly, bab.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for calling. I wouldn't have called, but I'm glad you did.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, you love the show.
This is Rem in San Francisco. I think more people died inside on the Titanic than outside.
Yes, just take the Titanic. Would you call the Titanic an outdoor event, Ken?
Yeah.
Because the boat was outdoors?
Well, no, some people died.
Well, then anything is outdoors. Every building's outdoors.
No, some people died outside in the water. Some people died inside in the cabin. It was both.
Okay, that's the Titanic. But overall in history?
In history.
Would you say more people died inside?
The Black Death.
The last thing most people see is the inside of a hospital room. Isn't that true?
A ceiling. Yeah.
A ceiling. What do you hope?
There you go.
Where do you hope you die, Ken? Indoors or outdoors?
Outdoors would be nice, actually. It's a nice day.
Yeah. I hope it is a nice day.
Yeah.
And I hope I'm the last voice you hear, Ken.
What would you be saying?
I'd be saying, I stole a lot of t-shirts from that, from your third floor storage room.
So
I'd be confessing everything. I'd be confessing everything.
Would you
never thought you were funny?
You'd probably
that's
wait.
The last thing you'll hear.
So you'd wait until I was so
yeah,
far until I was
you
so far gone.
Yeah,
I
you couldn't
even,
avenge me.
Couldn't even respond anymore.
Yeah, stole $40 from your wallet once. And then I wouldn't want you to come back like Leonardo DiCaprio in that bear rape movie. That would be bad.
All those times I laughed at you, I was just trying to make you feel good.
I was thinking about something else. Thinking about something Arsenio Hall once said.
Arsenio Hall is...
Yeah. He's got a big talk show up.
Yeah, he's your go-to reference for the TV funny man. Just like Jane Mansfield is your go-to reference for the for the sex pot.
Two great indoor performers. Okay. The Arsenio Hall Show. Written, filmed, inside.
I grant you that, yes.
The whole season, the whole series.
Frank Shorter, great American marathon runner, ran all his marathons outside.
I give you that. Well played, Ken. Well played.
So it's indoors versus outdoors.
No one's going to call.
And now you can
call.
Now you can see why we didn't do...
Shame on everyone who calls. Shame on you. You better have a good reason to call.
Don't call. Don't call. You're making a big mistake to call.
There's no... Why would you call this show?
The number is 201.
You might as well just say, I've got nothing going on anywhere in my world.
Man, we said not to call. You're on the air.
Hey, so I think this is a pretty important landmark point that can be argued because we don't know, but the invention of fire, do you think that was in a cave or outdoors?
Well, I know the answer, but Ken, what do you think?
I think it was outside.
I think it was very, very much inside. Where there was no there were no crosswinds.
No, everything in
a cave.
There was
a controlled environment.
Caves are damp. You can't find any dry kindling inside a cave.
No, you bring kindling inside a cave where it dries.
That's crazy.
Wait, in the movie Castaway, where did he make his first fire? I guess it was on the beach.
On the beach outside.
Yeah, you're right, outside.
Yeah, outside.
Yeah.
But thank you, caller.
Caller, where do you think the first fire was
good
made?
Good point.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I might veer towards inside. Because
yeah, let's say inside.
They had to dry the logs.
Inside?
They had to dry the logs. Hey, we need a kid. We need a kid that can be our judge, right?
Yeah, we could use a kid. Kids are honest.
If you looked up fire under Google, would it say? No, it wouldn't say inside or outside because there's no record of it.
Good point, Andy. That's true. There's no historic record of the first fire.
In the movie 2001, you saw a fire being invented, right?
I don't think so. The apes were just dancing around hitting
the monolith,
hitting bones, banging bones against each other.
Oh, yeah, it was the first tool. They were learning to use tools.
Right.
Well, the monolith.
The first flint outside.
Thank you, caller.
Hey, if you suddenly saw a monolith appear outside, wouldn't you dance around it too? Just go dancing and just crazy dancing?
No, I would.
Monkey
dancing? I would slowly back up and walk away.
I'd go monkey dancing all around it.
I don't think you would.
Just like those apes.
I think you'd make a wide circle around it. I think you'd cross to the other side of the street. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Is this me?
Yeah, it's you. Why did you
call?
Why on earth would you call?
Delay, right? Hey, sorry, Andy, I got to vote for Ken and say outside.
You think more important things?
Hiroshima and Nagasaki.
Yes, there you go.
Oh, I know Hiroshima was outside. I don't know about Nagasaki.
Nagasaki?
I've never read one way or the other.
It was also outside.
It was also outside?
Well, I mean, it's a city. You can't...
It became outside after the blast. I guess it was outside.
I mean,
you
can't consider is a city inside or outside? A city is outside.
Yeah, there was people inside. That's a tricky one.
But more people die inside or outside in Nagasaki?
Yeah.
Probably outside.
I don't know.
They have no protection from the shockwave.
Maybe it goes both ways. Split it down the middle, you guys.
Yeah, why can't we just split that one?
A tie.
Come on, Ken.
Okay, it's a tie.
It's a tie.
Thank you, caller.
So Nagasaki and JFK in Dallas, a tie. This is fantastic.
Hi, you're
on
the air.
This is everything I hope the show would be.
You're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just tuning in.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
We've never done great. I'm living a dream. 201-209-9368. I'm just glad that Glenn Frey isn't alive to hear this show.
It was definitely inside.
What, Nagasaki?
Nagasaki. They couldn't have dropped that bomb outside.
Well, they definitely dropped it outside, and it exploded outside. It exploded above the city.
It fell from an airplane. We'll give you that.
Yeah. And it exploded outside. They didn't let it explode, like, inside a building or on the ground.
But wasn't the bomb developed in the Manhattan Project? Wasn't that all inside?
That was all inside, and they dropped it from inside of a plane.
Yeah, they dropped—well, that's true, but it fell out the bomb bay doors. Yeah, all this is, I can't.
And it exploded like half a mile above ground.
I feel myself getting stupider.
Yeah. What's it feel like?
It's kind of like that movie Charlie, except in reverse.
Remember that Flowers for Algernon.
Yeah. This is the reverse.
Impression it fell inside of a building before it exploded.
No, it exploded like half a mile above the ground.
You're thinking of the Battle of the Bulge, which was fought in a big, big, big abandoned skating rink.
No, that was
well,
the
there's
great,
no way. Historians
that
disagree.
That was the great roller rink riot of Ardennes.
Hey.
1943.
Shame on you for calling. Shame on all of you.
Shame on you for calling. You're
shame
on
you for being part of this show. 201-209-9368.
Inside or outside?
I think that right now more people are inside.
Yeah.
At this moment.
At this moment in the world. Wouldn't you agree?
No. No, there's definitely more people outside right
at
now.
At this moment in the world, there are more people? No.
Yes.
Where?
Wait, I'll give you an example, and you might say this is anecdotal.
Okay.
You and me. And me.
We are inside.
There you go. There you go. Right. Everyone we can see.
The whole of the city.
But throughout
the whole of the city.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world.
Throughout the world. Most people like don't even have shelter.
That's not true.
That's not true at all.
They don't have home theaters. They don't have indoor swimming pools. They don't have deluxe shelter. They don't have room service 24 hours, but they have shelter.
No, they got a roof.
They got one of those lean-to roofs.
All right. I guess most people are inside right now.
Yeah. You see, you tie the bamboo together, and you make a little lean-to.
Well, I guess half the world is in light right now, and half the world's in dark.
But even those in light.
Yeah, and even those
in
light, there's like,
there's so many more people indoors. And then if you're asking where do most people die, they die where they are. Nobody says, I feel like dying, I'm going to go outdoors, except if you're a dog or something. Yeah. People are dying indoors. It's all indoors. The whole world is happening indoors, Ken. Come on in.
No.
Come on in, Ken. We're going to leave the door unlocked for you and your brethren, for you and your misguided outsiders, to join us. Come on in.
The Yangtze River floods, 1931, killed 4 million people.
Outdoors. That was outdoors.
Happened outdoors.
You got that.
The worst natural disaster of the 20th century. The mighty Yangtze overflowed its banks.
You got us there. Okay.
Four million people died.
Fluoride invented. Did I mention that?
Fluoride was invented inside, but...
Okay, thank you very much.
But it's optional. You don't even need freaking fluoride.
Well, you don't have to go to Yangtze either and hang by the riverside.
Well, the people
that
who lived
there... That was optional, too.
Not for the people who lived there.
It was optional for them.
No, it wasn't.
Nobody said stay by this riverbank while it... Well, maybe they did. I don't know.
They couldn't get out of there. They were peasants.
Batman was created inside.
Batman's a fictional character.
Go to hell. 201-209-9368. Shame on you all for listening, not just calling. Shame on you for listening to this horrible show.
Thank you, caller. And shame on you.
Shame on you. You will not get this hour back at the end of your life. This is a lost hour for all of us.
You're on the air. Shame on you for calling.
Okay. I want to say outside.
Outside, yeah. More important things happen
exactly.
Outside?
Exactly. Yeah, more important
every
things.
Major
name
battle,
one.
Like, before they invented bombs and stuff, like the Civil War,
right.
Everybody died outside.
Everybody.
They were marching into each other and blowing their legs off with cannon.
Oh, my God. At the Wilderness and at Manassas and at Gettysburg, they were all outside.
I believe Antietam. I believe Antietam was inside in an abandoned roller rink.
No, you are.
What battle was fought in an abandoned roller rink? What am I thinking?
You are thinking of the great roller rink riot of 1943 in Ardennes, Belgium.
I will give you the Civil War. Although, wouldn't you agree the assassination of Lincoln was important?
That was inside.
Yeah, but the numbers don't add up. That's one to however many.
Exactly. Yeah, how many people died in the Civil War? 500,000, I think.
Yeah, plus every other war that was fought outside where people marched into each other.
Right.
But think of the great invention. Think of, okay, how about this? Would you agree to this? That more positive things happen inside. Bad things happen outside. Generally speaking,
The decision to drop the big bomb happened inside, Andy.
That's right. They invented the bomb inside.
The bomb that ended World War II?
Yeah.
The bomb that ended all that outdoor killing? It took some indoorsmen working around the clock to end the mayhem and the murder that you outdoorsmen were committing. And you outdoorsmen have been a scourge on history. Oh, we hate you. You outdoorsmen, okay, that was think of how
point.
Great.
I'll listen off the air. But
yeah, okay, you yeah, listen I'm off fine. The air, yeah. The but think how great, think how sunny and positive history would be without the outdoorsmen, without what was happening outdoors. Everything good that's happened has happened inside.
We're not talking about good or bad. We're
yeah, I think I am now.
No, we're talking about historical import. The Union Carbide disaster in Bhopal, India.
That was horrible.
Outside.
Hey, if it was horrible, you kids might want to be, you kids are sure it happened outside. If it was wonderful, it happened inside.
And why did it kill so many people?
Where'd you meet your wife? Indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If it was wonderful, it happened indoors. Come on inside, kids.
You're on the air. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah.
For calling.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Is it me?
Yes,
yeah,
it's you.
All right, this is the point. You're talking about 200,000 years of human history.
Exactly,
yes.
200,000 years. I have to agree with Ken. Guess what? Everything happened outside.
Because everything bad happened
didn't get
outside.
Outside until like 30,000 years ago.
Right.
So the majority of all human activity, most of which was to learn to talk, to interact.
Wait.
Fire.
You're saying before we.
We weren't in caves for a long time. That's a big myth. We were out on the savannah. Remember
wait a minute. Do you mean. You mean we'd be sitting near a cave? We'd be looking at a cave and it starts to rain.
We're not in a cave.
But animals, dogs, rats go into
we're
caves.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go in that cave. It's damp and there's rats
no,
in there.
There was never a time we didn't say, think I'll go into that cave.
No, that cave's full of bat guano. Your cave smells bad.
Inside and agriculture and all those ridiculous things.
You think we'd be better off? You think we'd be better off if we stayed outside?
Outside. Outside.
I agree.
Yeah. I think it all went downhill. Every time we go outside, we get into trouble.
Every time we go inside, it's downhill. Inside, downhill. Bad.
Did you enjoy the movie Legally Blonde?
I never saw it.
It was written inside. It was produced and written inside.
Well, it was a terrible movie.
That's
okay, that might not be the best example.
Yeah. That's the one with Reese Witherspoon?
All of her movies were written inside. Every Reese Witherspoon movie was written inside.
Well, there you go. You're arguing against your own side now.
I won.
The invention of fluoride. Have I mentioned that?
Yeah. It doesn't even matter, fluoride. You don't need it.
You don't need it. It's bad for you.
Reese Witherspoon movies.
Bad for
you. We've been there.
Oh, it's got to be a longer list. I'm just blanking.
Yeah. Hurricane Katrina?
Hurricane Katrina.
Outside.
Oh, I know it was outside, pal. If innocent people were dying and suffering, you know it's outside.
Yeah.
No, we're not. It's not good or bad.
You don't want it to be good or bad.
It's historically significant.
Yeah, it's things, good or bad.
Things that changed the course of history. Outside. Things that changed the planet.
Do you know why it's not good or bad? Because you can't support any argument. You can't find a single good thing that's ever happened outside. I defy you.
Talking.
1987 World Series.
Under the dome.
Nope, it was outside.
Damn it.
Mets won.
Mets went out. Oh, this is the worst. It's got to be over.
No, it's not over. People are calling. People are liking this.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not.
Hello.
These are patronizing calls.
You're on the air.
These are pity calls.
You should Woodstock. Be ashamed of yourself.
Woodstock.
Exactly my point. No, horrible.
What greater event outside that was served as the
okay. Well, when you're, I remember when he began this sentence. At the. When you're finished with this sentence, which it started great. I can't wait for the end of it. But as soon as you finish, I'm going to say the word Altamont to you. Okay, can you keep going?
True, Altamont was outside.
Exactly. That poor kid. Poor kid was just standing. What did he do, knock over a motorcycle?
No, he had a gun.
The victim?
Meredith, yeah.
He knocked over motorcycles, all he did. He looked at some biker's motorcycle.
And then he went and got a gun and came back. The footage is right there in Gimme Shelter. He has a gun.
He doesn't have a gun.
Yes, he does.
The victim in Altamont had a gun?
Yes.
No, the bikers had guns.
No, the bikers had pool cues. Meredith Hunter, the guy who was killed by the Hells Angels at Altamont, first he got beat up by a Hells Angel.
There you go.
Then he went back.
Back to
where his camper, his tent was, and he got a gun and came back. And that's when they killed him.
Think how many people would have died if Altamont had been inside.
Yeah. Thousands. Good point. Excellent point. Yeah. One person died because it was outside. If Altamont, inside Fillmore West...
Let's take a moment and thank the Lord above that Altamont was outside and not inside.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God it was at Altamont.
Yeah, we're breaking great new ground here
tonight. Altamont Raceway and not Fillmore West. Well, thank you, caller. You've raised many good points.
Yeah.
You can be a little less ashamed
of yourself. You've given us a lot to chew on. We're at 201-209-9368, and it doesn't get hotter than this. We're debating outside versus inside. It's the outsiders versus the indoorsmen. Here on WFMU.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, you guys, check it out. Everything that happens inside ultimately happens outside as well, don't you think?
No.
Give us one example.
Well, for example, my house.
Yes.
In my house, is outside.
Well, your house is outside, but you're inside of it.
Yeah, but there's things inside of me.
You're speaking nonsense now.
No, we're also
you should be doubly ashamed of yourself.
No,
for listening.
No. This guy is brilliant, kid. This is the smartest call we've ever got.
Oh, I accidentally hung up on him.
Well, of course, you were repelled by his intelligence. But he was saying that everything is a mix. Everything is a combination of inside and outside.
He was talking about the yin and the yang.
Yeah, like right now we're in the studio, but the studio is sitting on the crust of the earth, right? Exposed to the elements.
You know what a great thing that happens outside is?
Tell me.
The Indianapolis Color Run.
What is that?
It's a 5K run. Perhaps the happiest 5K run on the planet.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, my stepfather died of a heart attack.
Yeah.
It was pretty sad.
Well, most people are fine.
Yeah.
Most
no, I remember. Die. I remember only the pain involved.
It's an untimed run, non-competitive, open to runners and walkers of any skill level.
Yeah. Okay, we'll give you that.
The happiest 5K in the planet, and the whole thing takes place outside.
Fluoride.
Hi, you're on the. You're
hey,
on.
Annie.
Hey, Beth. Hey, aren't you proud?
So I have a challenge for you. Are you ready?
Wait, Beth, first off, let me ask you, have you ever been prouder of me? Ever?
I'm so ashamed of all of us.
but go ahead, honey.
Okay, so you are pro-indoor, is that correct?
I'm the indoorsman.
You think all great things happen indoors?
If it happened indoors, it was a positive thing. Everything bad in history happened outside.
Okay, so I'm going to end with this, and then I'll hang up. The record fair.
Exactly. Thank you, honey. Oh, wait. The record fair.
The record fair is inside. And you hate it.
Well, everyone hates it.
No, a lot of people love it. You call it the Lonely Hippie Parade.
Okay, it's indoors.
Yeah. You know another great outdoor event? Brooklyn's Electro Soul Dance Party. Takes place at Brooklyn Bridge Park every May.
I'm just trying to guess what Ken Googled. What the hell did you Google? Outdoor fun? What did you Google?
Great outdoor events.
It's never been sadder.
Great outdoor events.
I'm so ashamed to be me. What a day to be me. Imagine what it's like to be me. This has got to be over.
Oh, man. No, this is confusing. This is really confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a whole bunch of great outdoor events in the inland area.
Can I go home now?
No.
So wait. What's Oh, you're going to take more calls?
Yeah, people keep calling. Hi, you're on the air.
Shame on you. Shame on you for perpetuating this.
Landing on the moon.
Landing on the moon.
Outside.
Clearly outside, right?
Oh, totally. Excuse me. The last thing those people wanted on the moon, the last thing the alarm sergeant could possibly have wanted was to be outside.
He was outside.
He had a giant, giant spacesuit on.
Well, he's still
to
outside.
To keep himself protected
he was wearing
from
a...
the outside.
So you're only outside if you're naked? He was wearing clothes. He was wearing
That was more than clothes.
He was wearing a spacesuit.
NASA worked around the clock to keep those men and the outside apart from each other, to keep them separate.
He was wearing protective clothing. By your argument, the only time you're really outside is when you're naked. Don't forget about the free movies in Town Square at Victoria Gardens in Rancho Cucamonga in the inland Southern California.
Hey, if you're just joining us, Ken found a site online which lists outdoor events in every part of the world, and he's reading from that site. You're listening to 7 Second Delay on WFMU with Andy and Ken. Sorry to interrupt, Ken. Go ahead.
We have a caller.
No, we can't.
Now he's hung up on you.
Yeah, he's sobered up.
Yeah.
So next week we're going to rate our DJs.
Well, we're going to come up with the idea for the app, Rate Your DJ.
Oh, it'll be an app? I guess it'll
No, it could be an app or a website.
And I don't think we could build an app.
Yeah, no, could just find a website.
Yeah,
is
it's easy to build. And, well, not easy.
So I guess
it's easy,
I guess
for
you,
my son
you
to
go
build.
To the site, and I guess you choose any WFMU DJ, right?
Is that what we'll do?
Are they already? Well, I'm just we're discussing how to. How
or
to
will you?
Work.
Or will you post the schedule and people can click?
Yeah, well, the schedule's already online. People can click the schedule, and then they can rate the DJ. I guess they can give them a numerical rating on different
and
topics,
what?
Like quality of music.
Right? Creepiness, general creepiness.
General overall creepiness.
And what rating do they need? What average rating do they need to keep their jobs?
3.
Okay.
3 out of 10.
3 out of 10?
Yeah, 3 out of 10.
You'll accept a 3 out of 10 here at WFMU?
Well, I don't pay anybody. I don't pay anybody anything. What do you want for nothing?
Well, that explains almost everything. Almost everything has been explained.
You didn't realize.
The standard here has finally been revealed. 3 out of 10.
You didn't realize that I didn't pay anybody.
I knew you didn't pay me. But I didn't realize that 3 out of 10 was the gold standard, was the line.
No, that's
You
just,
hope they do better.
No, yes, that's the minimum standard.
The minimum standard.
No, many of them hit 4, 5. Tom Sharpling, who did a show here once, he used to hit 8s and 9s regularly.
Yeah, and he wised up. He's long gone.
Yeah, well,
Let's talk about other people that have chosen not to continue here. That had talent. That's a long list.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Name a few.
Did you mention Tom Sharpling?
I did. Yeah,
the guy that invented fluoride. Did he ever have a show?
Nope. Pointless invention. Pointless putting fluoride in the water. Did I mention that?
Don't get Ken started on fluoride or the Battle of the Bulge.
The Indian Ocean earthquake in 2004.
Was that indoors or outdoors?
It was outdoors, also known as the Sumatran Andaman earthquake.
Yeah, if people were dying, if people were screaming for help.
9.15.
If people were begging for help. You know they're outside.
So what else do we want people to rate our DJs on? Affability?
Yeah, affability.
Responsiveness?
Yeah, responsiveness.
I'm just throwing stuff out there.
Don't you think just musical taste, inventiveness?
Well, not everybody plays music. Like, you don't play music, thank God. Although you do have a 3-hour music show in the archives. If you want to hear what it would sound like for Andy Breckman to do a 3-hour music show, it's in there. It's in the archives.
Was that 20 years ago?
No, like 7 or 8 years ago. If you love Poco and Linda Ronstadt and James Taylor, it's just sitting there waiting for you.
They all perform indoors more than outdoors.
Not so.
Yes, so.
No, James Taylor performs only outdoors these days. He does.
But he sings about indoor things.
Fire and rain, those are outdoors.
Hold on. Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made, put it into. Hold on. Yeah. Okay, that was indoors because he's.
No,
he woke
no.
up this morning. He woke up.
He woke up.
Indoors.
He might have been outside. No, he might have been sleeping outside.
They let me know you were gone.
He was a hippie.
No, but he was in a mental hospital. He was in a Suzanne, I see fire, I see rain, sweet dreams and flying machines. Okay, pieces on the ground. Okay, that's outdoors.
Yeah,
that song is half outdoors and
flying,
half indoors.
Flying machines.
Yeah, you got that. That's
pieces on the ground.
Hey, if you're just tuning in, we're debating whether more of Fire and Rain by James Taylor occurred indoors or outdoors. Hey, we're at 201-209-9368. Thanks for joining us. This is the worst.
Mount St. Helens.
This is the worst.
Mount St. Helens was outside.
Well, no. As long as the lava was inside, in the mountain, we were fine.
Yeah, but it came out.
Yeah, it came, exactly. My point.
I mean, it's as long as the lava...
If the badness had stayed inside...
First of all, when the lava is
If Hitler
inside,
had stayed in the beer hall, we would have been fine. He wasn't hurting nobody
well,
in the beer
true.
Hall.
He came outside.
He came outside.
And all hell broke loose.
Yeah.
Lava,
exactly.
Lava, by the way, when it's inside, is called magma.
You mean when it's in the mountain?
When it's inside the mountain, it's magma. When it comes out, it's called lava.
I'm now asking you very seriously if I can leave early.
No. No, you may not. Oh, okay. Hey, we have a call.
Would you give our listeners permission to tune out?
Would you say
we've got nothing
if
to
they
offer
have a,
them?
No, look.
If you have anything else to do.
If they have a good reason. If they have a good reason, they can tune out. Right now, though, Andy, we have a call.
No, we don't.
Thank you for calling. You are on
Hello.
The air. Hi.
Yeah, outdoors, hey. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Wilbur and Orville Wright.
Right, Kitty Hawk.
There you go.
Yeah.
Can't do that indoors.
Nope.
And I got to go. I got to catch a flight.
Thanks, guys. See, invention of the airplane outside.
No, that was not the invention of the airplane. That was the first test run, successful test and flight of the airplane. The invention of the airplane was very much indoors.
Well, they sketched it out.
And they tested it out. They had built wind tunnels. They were in the back of their bicycle shop in Ohio.
They did all their main construction.
They did all their thinking.
And testing.
Thinking inside.
They did all their construction and testing outside. Hurricane Andrew.
I don't know enough about it to say whether it was outside or inside.
Caused 65 fatalities.
Oh, then it was definitely outside.
$26 billion in property damage.
Oh, it's outside. It's all the earmarks of an outdoor event.
Yeah. Thank you.
If there's people suffering, you know they're members of Ken's little outsider
club. No, there's good things that happen outside also.
Not a lot.
No, tons of them.
Not a lot.
I'm going to find you some good things outside.
You a fan of the Beatles album Revolver?
Yeah.
Recorded inside.
Inside, okay.
There you go. Fluoride, you a fan of Fluoride?
No. You a fan of...
Name a Reese Witherspoon movie, and I'll tell you whether it was written inside or outside.
Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama. Inside. Boom.
Terrible.
You got nothing to say.
Terrible movie.
Oh, no, that's a good point.
Yeah, it was a really bad movie.
Fluoride.
What about that Reese Witherspoon movie, Outdoors?
Oh, The Wild. She made a movie called Wild.
Wild, right.
Yeah, she walked around
Wild,
outside.
Wild, where she walks around outside the whole time.
Feeling suicidal.
Oh, really?
Well, wouldn't you? She was outdoors.
The Cherry Blossom Festival at Brooklyn Botanical Gardens.
Wouldn't you say in your life you've had more fun inside than outside?
No.
Yes.
No, I would not. No. I absolutely would not.
You've had more positive... Most of your positive memories are outside.
Yeah, when I think about the really, really great, wonderful times and moments, they're outside.
I've never had a positive experience outside.
I was once playing a game in your backyard, and it was kind of fun.
Fun for you.
Remember that?
Yeah, I couldn't wait.
Your daughter Julie was there, her boyfriend. We were throwing those balls on ropes.
Okay, that was my one good time outside.
That was good.
That was it. Now that you mention it.
That was a good time.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
Was your wedding inside
or
outside?
It was outside.
Your wedding was?
Yep, my wedding was outside. How about yours?
It was very, very much inside.
Oh, I remember a great wedding
I went to. We built a second roof just to make it very inside.
Let's see. The last wedding I went to was outside. It was a wonderful event. The bride's name was Julie Breckman. That was a great outdoor wedding. Everybody was so happy.
That's true.
The bride's dad was crying. Of course, that was inside. Well, that was inside.
I was thinking about something Arsenio Hall once said that was sad.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I know a tremendous indoor event that very few people realize was indoors.
What was that?
Lawrence of Arabia.
Very good point.
The march on Aqaba?
Yeah, the march across the desert.
All indoors.
All indoors. If you saw the Truman Show, you know it was all staged.
But that was a very, very big desert.
Yeah, that might have been outdoors.
Yeah, I think that was outside. The whole point was to attack Aqaba from the desert land side.
Because he had to go outside.
The cannons were fixed on the water. They couldn't be rotated.
Oh, if it was a war, if there was a battle and people were dying, you know it was outside.
Yeah.
You know Ken's handiwork. You know Ken would be off to the side, nodding his head, enjoying it all.
The Aleppo earthquake, deadliest earthquake in history.
Oh, I'm sure that was outside.
Yep. In the year 1138.
Wait, why don't you look up great events in history? And let's just go down the list. Come on, great events in history.
Okay.
Great events. Cataclysmic event, or earth-shaking, significant. What do you want to Google?
I've Googled great events in history.
Okay, Google that. Let's go down the list.
Top 10 events in U.S. history?
Fine, I'll take that. Fine.
Well,
top 10 events.
Because that's going to be the last 200 years.
Okay,
so it's
top
10
events. Let's see.
Overview of world history. Here we go.
Okay, top 10 events. We need a list, Ken. We need a list of events.
Okay. The 10 most important historical events that changed the world.
There you go. Okay.
Okay.
Number one. Please be inside.
Number 10. 9/11, the World Trade Center attacks.
Okay, outdoors.
I'll take it.
Okay, you got that.
Number 9, the birth of Muhammad.
Was he born outdoors or indoors?
570 AD, let's see.
Wasn't he born in a manger?
No, that was Jesus.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I got him mixed up.
What does it say about... It doesn't say whether he was born inside or outside. Oh, there's a picture here, though.
Yeah, of a manger?
Yeah. No, he's outside. Looks like he's in a giant.
Most gods, most great historical figures born in mangers.
Yeah. Birth of Christianity.
There you go. Manger, baby.
Manger.
Okay, we'll take that one.
Manger is outside.
Manger is not outside. A manger is not outside.
What, a manger is...
You can go to hell. I will not give in on this. We're pushing back on this one.
A manger is just like...
A manger is a stable.
It's like a lean-to.
A lean-to is our shelter.
But it has no...
Lean-to is as much a house as anything.
It's open on three sides. Manger.
You don't think a manger is outside? I mean, inside?
Look, manger's not even a lean-to. It's a freaking pot. Look at that.
Wait, is there...
That's what a manger is.
Is there a roof?
No, there's no roof.
Do you get wet when it rains?
It's like a bassinet. That's what a manger is.
No, then you've misspelled it.
No, that's a manger.
You spelled manger...
It's a manger. It's like a wheelbarrow with hay inside of it.
That's not a manger?
Yeah, that's a manger. There's a manger.
I thought a manger was like a stable. No, there's a manger. Yeah.
See, it's open all around. The camels are there. The horses are there. The cows are there.
The wise men?
Yeah, it's all open.
All right.
It's like a sukkah.
Okay. Okay, you got it. You have the birth of Christ and the birth of Muhammad.
Okay.
And 9/11.
The Reformation.
The Reformation?
Yeah, Martin
wasn't
Luther.
Wasn't that in church?
It was inside.
Wait, but wasn't he... Well, wait, no, maybe you had this one too. Wasn't he nailing things on the...
No, it's just
on
like...
On the wall, on the door of the church?
No. Martin Luther.
Because you're looking at a picture. Because these are accompanied by little pictures.
Yeah, and there's a picture of the guy inside.
Inside, okay, I'll take that one.
Medical Revolution.
Gotta give me that one.
Okay, it's inside.
All right, yeah.
No problem. Assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand of Austria that kicked off World War One outside. Outside. He even got out of his car. He wasn't even in his car when he was killed.
He wasn't?
No, he was out of his car.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Oh, because you're looking at the picture?
No, This picture actually has him in the car, but what actually happened was he was outside of the car.
Do you mean he was shot once and then tried to bolt?
Well, there
like
was,
Bonnie and Clyde?
Like there were a whole bunch of assassins.
Or like Sonny and the Godfather?
It wasn't like that. No, it wasn't quite like that. There were a whole bunch of assassins along the route, and they were aware that they were trying to kill him. So like they raced off, and they thought they were in a safe area, and he was outside of the car, and then an assassin just walked up to him and popped him.
So it wasn't a motorcade. It wasn't in the car. Okay.
He was out of the car.
Gotcha.
The Renaissance.
All indoors. All indoors.
Yeah.
They're painting indoors.
Michelangelo.
Yeah. They're on their back on the chapel, Vasco painting the ceiling.
Okay.
Okay.
Give that to you.
Yeah.
Invasion of Poland by Germany. Outside.
Congratulations. How proud you must be.
Yeah. Totally outside. The Industrial Revolution.
Thank you. I'll take that one. Thank you, Henry Ford. Okay. Thank you for working inside in your factory.
Oh, that was the Industrial Revolution started in the 18th century.
Inside.
Boston Tea Party. Outside. They were on the deck of a ship. Not below.
Dressed as Indians.
I don't think they were dressed as Indians, were they?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I think they were.
No. Why would...
Just for the fun of it, no reason.
Yeah.
Okay, I think they just enjoyed it.
Yeah, I don't think so. Well, I think I won. I think most of those were outdoors.
Hey, okay, so we have 4 minutes left. So the show began when? At 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay, this will be interesting to you. See if you can guess what time I stopped caring tonight.
6:05?
Yeah, about, 6:08, but very close.
Thank you.
Very good.
Yeah.
You know me very well.
Yeah, no problem. And next week we start playing Rate Your DJ.
Well, if Joshy can has the time to help us.
Your son, the coder.
Together. My son, the coder. He is decoding what you are to whatever it is you do. Like, imagine you did your job really well.
Okay.
That's what he
your
would
son's
be decoding.
A good coder.
Yeah, he's a good coder.
Yeah.
Can I please leave now?
He works for Facebook, doesn't he?
He works for a startup. I don't know if he wants me to mention it by name.
Little startup called Instagram?
A little startup that is doing pretty well.
Doing very well. Is he one of the founders?
I think he was there near the beginning.
Yeah,
did
he get equity in the company?
I think if he sticks it out, he might see a payday. Wow. I don't know if he's comfortable with me talking about him.
Well, he can be
but
on
I
with
love
us.
Him. I love him not for that reason.
For what reason do you love him?
Oh, I wrote it down once. You know how you sometimes write things down and then lose it?
What will you tell us next week?
Oh, yeah.
And
hey, Ken, this has been great. Man, this just flew by. Thanks so much for suggesting this.
Yeah, no problem. How about the son from your other family? Why do you love him?
Little Evan?
Yeah.
Evan is going to be a coder just like his big brother.
Oh, that's great.
Evan's the greatest.
You got to get those two kids to meet someday.
Oh, they meet and they even text now and write each other.
No, I mean like in person.
Oh, you think, because my two families never meet.
You got to get the two families together. You got to do it.
Well, if we do meet, it'll be wonderful. And if it's wonderful, it'll happen indoors.
I think it would be more festive if it was outside with lanterns. And you can play that game with the balls on the rope again.
This has been horrific.
Next week, Rate Your DJ. And your homework between now and then is set up a page on rateyourprofessor.com for Andy Breckman. He teaches at NYU again tomorrow night.
But unless you have me in as a student, you can't set it up.
Oh, sure you can.
No.
Oh, sure you can.
No, they have.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, online at WFMU.org, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. All you got to do is claim you're an NYU student. That's
it. Shame on all of you for listening.
Cheyenne, would you care to dance with me?
I would be honored.
All right. It's been a week of dried boogers. I don't know about you.
No. Mine tend to flow freely. I got the heavy flow.
Do you have a radiator in your abode? Or?
Yeah, we have those... me and my cat.
I get it.
Me and Rita. We have the electric baseboard heaters.
Oh, they're very drying, Cheyenne.
They're very drying. And I actually have a small humidifier in my room to combat...
nasal dryness.
Midnight nosebleed. Cowboy attacks. Yeah, and it is drying, but I also... I do a thing that I know that you don't do.
Neti potting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to use the neti pot. When I'm feeling congested, I like to pour water in one nostril and turn my head so that it pours out the other nostril, bringing with it any other, you know, foreign objects.
Debris.
Yeah. Legos.
Doll shoes.
Yeah. There's a lot of Barbie high heels in there.
Yep, but now that Barbie has bigger, flatter feet, thanks to the folks at Mattel.
Yeah, I don't even know if water's going to be able to flush them out now.
Yeah, no. I mean, you got to have a pretty straight sinus canal to have that happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not too long ago, I felt like I had an eyelash in my eye, and it turned out to be an entire hair, strand of hair.
Wow. Yeah. Did it wrap behind your optic nerve?
I don't think it was wrapped around, but I... around the nerve, but I could feel it touching the back of my eyeball and sliding off of it.
You know, there's just some sensations that...
I hope to never feel it again.
Yeah. Well, some of us will never know what those sensations are like.
Yeah. It was sort of like a little headache.
Yeah, because it was tickling your yeah. nerve back there.
Yeah.
Boo! Man, you know, back when I had a pierced nose, it was done right on the nerve, I think,
Was it the nostril?
It was on the nostril on mm-hmm. this side, and it just, my eye would run like some sort of a small dog.
Really?
It was terrible.
It was like a booger magnet?
It wasn't boogers. I mean, it would just irritate
it. Made your eye water?
Yeah, it just made my eye water.
Weird.
It's very strange.
I had my septum pierced.
Yeah.
Which is like the bowl.
Everybody thinks a septum is something that's much lower than where it actually is.
Yeah, no, it's the cartilaginous piece between your nostrils.
People don't realize that they have cartilage between their nostrils. I'm just talking about middle America, Cheyenne. Do it for me. This is the 1 hour long radio show. My name is Sue Braun. I'm joined this week by Cheyenne Homan. She was here last week.
That's right.
We can't seem to get out of this pattern.
It's Groundhog Day.
Yeah. That probably
But on the
has
radio.
Something. Right. Right. So this is actually probably a different week than last week. Reasonably. One would think.
Yeah. I'm wearing different clothes, and I'm less hungry this time.
Hmm.
So I think time has passed.
I had a power shake right before. I hope you don't mind, as we are going to be going to dinner after this incredible, monumental radio event
mm-hmm.
that lasts till 8 o'clock. Folks, you can call 201-209-9368, 201-209-9368, DIFM. We just take calls for any reason. We are absolutely non-judgmental, non-discerning, except for Nick the Bard, who needs to get some information out of you. And if you sound drunk or high, I keep telling him, please give me those people. He will not put them on the air. It's okay. He knows. He does know better than me what's going to make for good air fodder.
Yeah.
Air fodder.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's kind of like a popcorn, like an air-popped popcorn. Boy, I had a tough week of food sampling.
Yeah.
In the membership only big box store. Just one idiotic thing after.
Was it the food or the customers?
It's
or
just
it's always enchilada.
It's always, and enchiladas. I probably served those this week, but it's the level of frustration. People, I feel like I need to tell people. And I know we have a lot of listeners in Brooklyn who don't have the ability to go to these stores and taste food because people from Brooklyn are not allowed to sample food. But, you know, if you're in the New Jersey area and you want to go to one of these stores, if you want to sign up for one of these stores, God almighty, there's rules for taking food from the sampling people. And number one, don't be an animal. Number two, really review in your mind why you want to take a sample.
Mm-hmm.
For example, ask yourself this, are you really that hungry? Is this about your hunger level? Or is it about, hey, I'm curious, I'd like to experience this product. I've heard about it, or I don't know what it is maybe, and I want to experience the product.
Mm-hmm.
In either event, being very hungry or wanting to experience a product, there is a protocol which rational, caring, Judeo-Christian, ethical people generally follow, which is be kind to your neighbor.